Previously on Algoa FM.
Now, as we close Youth Month celebrations, Coca-Cola Beverages South Africa is proud to reaffirm their commitment to economic inclusion and youth empowerment. Now, since its inception in 2016, Coca-Cola Beverages South Africa's Business in Box initiative has been a cornerstone in reducing youth unemployment by partnering with national and provincial governments, local municipalities, and development finance institutions. So Coca-Cola Beverages South Africa has supported entrepreneurs across South Africa, including KwaZulu-Natal and the East Cape. So this morning, I'm chatting to Luyandim Tegu, who is 34 years old, one of the Coca-Cola Beverages South Africa's BIB beneficiaries in West Bank, to tell us more about the program and how it's impacted her life. Luyandim, thank you so much for joining me.
Good day. Good morning. My name is Luyanda. Thank you for introducing me.
Luyandim, this is amazing. Tell me a little bit more about your business. You know, how did it start? What was your motivation?
Well, remember I was at grade 8. I was doing participative at the time. And I used to live with my grandmother and my dad at the time. And my grandmother, she was an entrepreneur by natural. She used to sell food. Sorry, not food. She used to sell seeds, chips and everything. But my grandmother was the best cook. She had all the different meals, ingredients. She would write down, cut it off and all that. So I started getting interest in cooking in all other chores at home. So I decided one day, you know what, I'd love to have a restaurant one day. But I had no clear vision of how I will actually start. But however, I knew that one day I'll walk towards running a restaurant or having a restaurant. So it all started then when she used to cook. I would just intervene and be like, can I please help you with this menu? What are you cooking today? And, you know, and then it went from there and I started cooking from home.
That is absolutely beautiful. And today your eatery is called Lolo's Eatery.
Yes, my eatery is called Lolo's Eatery.
Now tell me, how did it happen that you received a business in a box from Coca-Cola Beverages South Africa?
Okay, ma'am. I started my business. I was working on the street as a street vendor. So I used to sell my food on the street. I would cook from home. And I would actually sell my food. Actually, I got the permission from the Buffalo City Municipality in East London. And then they showed me a way. They guided me to register my business and all that. So I got the compliance of how to cook from home and serve the meals as a hawker. So from then on, I was able to be noticed. And however, someone told Coca-Cola about Lolo's Eatery. And they came in, I think it was actually beginning of last year. They told me there's a competition. Am I interested to enter the competition? I was like, yes, I am interested because I'm having issues. But as much as I would like to render the service and still cook, but there's issues of weather that actually disturb my business day. So sometimes I'll be off, sometimes I'll be in. So they actually came in and I was compliant. I had all the required documents and I was passionate about what I was doing. They saw my food that I cooked because I make sure every day that I took pictures, I posted everything that I was doing so that they could see that I'm trying. And then they promised, they asked me what would I like. I said, yeah, it would be lovely if I would have like a mobile kitchen that could move around. Due to business issues, you know, today business is working this side, business is not working. So I asked for a mobile kitchen. And I thought they actually bluffing. And then 2 months later, they came through for me.
Wow.
And, you know, I had my mobile kitchen.
So that's how they supported you. That is very special.
Very special in my life. They've just, you don't know how it actually gave me dignity, how it actually made me to think more of growing into this business, you know, with the employment rate in South Africa.
Yes.
So now I'm not actually crying anymore. I'm just passionate about running my business. Not only that, we had a training about last week. They came through for us to support us because it's actually difficult being an entrepreneur, small business, running a small business. because you have all the cash flow coming in and, you know, everything is just here, the money is here. So you don't know how to actually manage your finances. You don't know how to manage your customers and all that. Mm. But they came through for us, you know, and they actually assisted us on telling us how to do our savings, how to do our budgeting, you know, on a daily basis of our business, our expenses and all that.
Yeah, so they really pulled through.
So yes, they have, they're walking with me in this. Then in every month, they come through, they come visit to see if I'm still okay. Am I still doing well with my business? And it's actually giving me like more motivation to actually be in this space and not doubt myself.
Mm. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Of course, can they find more information about this? You know, the BIB program from Coca-Cola Beverages South Africa, is it online? You know, how did you get through? Obviously, somebody helped you and showed you and told you a little bit about the competition, but where can they get that information?
Yes, the information is out there. You know, on Coca-Cola Beverage South Africa, many youth can go in. They have many, from starting from renovating your kitchens, from assisting you with refrigerators and all that. I know most of the time I go into their page to check what they have. Going into their pages on the website, it actually assists into knowing what they have. In every month in what they're having for the youth.
Mm. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Leanda, and congratulations on all of your achievements, and may Lolo's Eatery continue to have success.
Thank you so much, ma'am. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.